Welcome to ICTJ's podcast. I'm here today with Alma Masic, the director of the Youth Initiative for Human Rights in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Masic is here today to discuss her work on virtual memorials related to the crimes that occurred in Bosnia in the 1990s. Thank you for joining us, Alma.
Thank you very much for having me part of the ICTJ podcast.
So maybe you can start off by just telling us where the idea of creating virtual memorials came from.
It is basically that we had started several projects, and then we come to the point to realize that all this static memorials, as you like, such as Auschwitz, Berlin Wall, and everything else that it's dating there since the Second World War, should be somehow be closer or kind of reached out to the audience that it's sometimes not able to go at the spot and see it. So at the same time, as our focus groups is a young people who are very much computer friendly, we believe that the idea on putting virtual memorials at a web is the ultimate idea for reaching out as many young people as possible.
Can you tell me, you spoke a little bit about this, but what is the theoretical impact of virtual memorials? How exactly are they supposed to work as opposed to more static memorials?
By creating something as this current project, Srebrenica Mapping Genocide, we were hoping to kind of put at one place all the relevant facts, information, something what we call proven proofs, of the events that were happening and that had occurred in July of 1995. But for us, it was important to establish basis for their future research, studying, just the education and so on in a very reliable, objective, factual facts, in a sense.
You mentioned the Srebrenica Mapping Genocide Project, which is one of the virtual memorials that your organization is working on. This is an animated documentary that includes 17 animated maps, I believe, that document events related to the genocide in Srebrenica. Can you tell us a little bit more about it technically, about like where the 17 maps came from and what they aim to portray?
Well, for the purpose of this project, this young IT crew even came up with a new name of the completely new genre that it's called documentary animation. So basically, those 17 maps, each of them represents one of those days and actually events that were happening in Srebrenica in between July 6 and 19 of 1995. You try to show the all stages of genocide and to present the genocide as such a phenomena. And then you can see how it's been organized, how it's been like prepared, how it's been that executed, and maybe to see this like most horrified part, how the evidences had been hidden. Everything is posted at the www.srebrenica-mappinggenocide.com, and then you can watch it as an integral part, as a whole, and it lasts for 220 minutes, but you can also download each map separately and look at the particular day.
Why is this important in Bosnia? More specifically, why is this important for the discourse on the Srebrenica genocide?
Unfortunately, we are still facing with a huge level of denial. And sometimes it's really painful to hear people how passionately they denying that anything happened. I know that the size of the crime and size of the genocide was enormous, but you know, I think that we really have to start the process of facing with the past, and as faster we accepted, as faster we acknowledged what had really happened in the 90s here in Bosnia and Herzegovina, the more we have chance to move forward and move on. And my concern is that with the, such a bad education system that we have, with this huge amount of denial still present here, we are keep losing a generation by generation of the young people, and that we unfortunately, you know, just can wait and see, you know, who will be the first who will snap with the fingers, and the people will take guns and start, you know, killing each other just because they are other and different, and not willing to learn and find out something more about those others and different. And therefore, we think that this is our contribution to the dealing with the past, to the facing with the past process.
Your organization, the Youth Initiative for Human Rights, began in 2003, about 8 years ago. Have you seen changes or developments in the youth that you're working with?
Currently in Bosnia and Herzegovina, the most burning issue is how to kind of bridge the gap between the young people of Republika Srpska and Federation. Because due to daily national rhetorics developed and delivered through the media almost every day, young people are really growing up and developing the prejudice against each other. They don't know much about one another. They don't travel too much. They are not having this intention to even wanted to meet somebody who is other and different. And there where the Youth Initiative for Human Rights comes with the programs that the young people, through watching the movies, discussing the issues on the human rights, spending free times together, just developing this, breaking prejudice, learning about each other, and developing new relationships that we will be very much needed in a future once when they become a decision makers.
Alma, this is really fascinating work that you're doing, and I'm so glad that you could speak with us today.
Thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to introduce our work and organization.
Our listeners can learn more about ICTJ's work in the former Yugoslavia and our Truth and Memory program at www.ictj.org. Thanks.